USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The science at the Cleveland Clinic reveals if you've had COVID-19, your immune system is just as strong against the virus as if you had the vaccine. President Biden on Thursday lectured Americans, demonized the unvaccinated, and took no questions from reporters.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Biden on the campaign trail.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
The White House in July.
One that's not the role of the federal government.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi in late April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
COVID confusion continues in America. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's get more on President Biden's vaccine mandate. Dan Araki reports.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus at least once a week. Representative Andy Harris says the president's policy completely ignores Americans who already have a level of natural immunity from being infected by the virus. The Maryland Republican tells Newsmax TV that the mandate is nothing more than a governmental overreach.
You know, the example would be, you know, if the government decided everybody has to have an appendectomy, remove your appendix, but you said, well, but I've had it removed, and they say, we don't care, we're going to give you an operation anyway. Why in the world would you want to vaccinate people who had the natural disease and now we know probably have superior immunity? It's because the president says he can force you to do it. That's the reason. He has authority and power.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The last U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan after the fall of the Afghan government is described by Lieutenant Colonel Braden Coleman on Fox News.
I guess the best way to describe it is apocalyptic. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. We came down there. The thunderstorms had moved in that night, so it was raining on final. It was hard to pick up the runway. We finally did, but at the last minute, we had to go around. We came back around. We blacked out over Kabul, and we look over to the side, and it's, you know, boom, 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 ADA or AAA, that's anti-aircraft artillery that was going off. We had to turn early to come in. They had to line up a truck on the runway so we could land. We finally landed, and we got on the ground, and we were over on the civilian side, which had previously been pretty much controlled by the Taliban. And it was a different place. I had been to Kabul many times before, and it certainly didn't look the same on that final night. There was a lot more to it as far as when we taxied away to take off. You look over to the side, and there's these planes, and the best way to describe it, it's like a skeleton of a fish where the cockpit was intact, but then you see this row of seats, but the thing had been burned down. Broken wheels, the doors were open on all these airplanes. I was Jet 2, actually. It was Moose 9-2, and we took out and got out of there, and then all five of us got off the deck safely, thank goodness.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.